off hour three of the Monday edition of the show. You can bring in whatever you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free, so take advantage of it. freetalklive.com. We go straight to the phones and to the fun, to Kyle in Kansas City. Kyle, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Torgo, and Mark. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about, that guy that you guys were just talking to about corporations and giving out more profit to their employers and having to pay less taxes, right?
To their employees, yeah.
Yes, correct, yes.
His idea.
Employees, that's what I meant. Mm-hmm. Well, basically, have you heard of Aaron Russo?
Aaron Russo, yeah, we actually had him on the show over the weekend.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about, his movie, American Freedom to Fascism. And as I'm pretty sure you know already what his views are about income taxes. So really,
right.
They wouldn't. So really, it basically we shouldn't have to pay income taxes at all. Really, so
no, we shouldn't. We certainly should.
So what you're saying is, ideally, there wouldn't be an income tax to begin with. So that
exactly.
benefit shouldn't even exist.
Well, it's
exactly.
not really. It's not that great of a benefit. Okay. The fact is, you could spend the money on advertising. You could spend the money on stuff you don't need for the office. You could buy.
Yeah.
You could buy every manager a Cadillac.
Well, maybe that's why he reinvested
90%. You could spend the money on anything you want. And as all that's going to do is prevent you from paying the taxes on that money.
Okay.
So it's like a write-off. It's not that great of an incentive anyway.
Right. But so, I was just saying, because, people shouldn't have to pay taxes anyway because of the idiotic Congress.
Well, because taxes are theft and taxes are wrong.
Yes,
and,
exactly.
Et cetera.
Exactly.
There you go. So if you start your own business, are you going to withhold taxes from your employees?
No.
Okay.
Okay, I want to. I mean,
talk is cheap, Kyle.
Because, well, right. Well, I mean, my plans are, because I'm 19 right now, and
yeah.
I want to be a computer networker, basically, and learn to
You
do
mean
that.
Go out and meet new computers and...
basically just hook up people's systems, help them link up their computers to many
yeah.
different computers and stuff like that.
Got it.
And basically, I'm not going to pay income taxes anymore. So
that's excellent, and it takes a lot of courage. Now, are you actually going to be moving to the Free State as a part of the Free State project?
Well, I'm moving to Phoenix. I'm working on moving to Phoenix with my dad at the moment.
I see.
And I showed my dad the video, and he liked it a lot. And I signed the petition, all that good stuff. So I'm hoping this really works out.
What petition are you talking about?
If you go to freedomtofascism.com, Aaron Russo's website, there's a petition you can sign. And basically...
Yeah, he was telling us that it was going to eliminate hopefully to encourage the Congress people to eliminate the Federal Reserve.
Correct.
However, I don't think that these guys are going to be convinced by a petition. I don't
Probably
think
not.
That the
the
Republicans and the Democrats that are in office, they like things just the way they are, and
yeah.
some silly little petition, even with 3 million signatures, isn't going to sway them, period.
I'm not saying it's the worst idea in the world, but Ron Paul presents this legislation every year, and they shoot it down on the floor of Congress.
Yep.
So what
yeah.
do they care about, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 Americans that say...
I guess
otherwise,
try at least.
I got to. I understand that, but I've signed a lot of stuff before I signed
yeah.
up for the Free State Project, and I realize that it's going to take me doing something instead of me signing something.
Right.
Exactly.
I asked them about how I could get more flyers to hand out. The flyer that they gave me, I actually copied it on my own copier, and I'm looking to hand them out to people.
Oh, well, good.
Just don't hand them out at the IRS office.
There
yeah.
you go, man. Kyle, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing
thank
from you.
Thank you.
800-259-9231. At least he's out there doing something.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it's one thing to sit and complain and bitch and moan about the problems in America and just complain to people. That's
mm-hmm.
not doing something. At least he's out there handing out flyers.
Sure.
I don't know how much of an effect it's going to have, but who knows? Maybe you'll find that one or two key people. You don't know. You never know who you're going to come across. You might find that one new superstar of freedom. That had never known that there was a pro-freedom movement out there, that there was a pro-liberty movement.
How would you like that to be your title, Superstar of Freedom?
Doesn't sound too shabby.
I think that's better than King of the Universe, Mark.
You should have a jacket for that.
Yes. I've got a leather jacket at home. I should put sequins on the back of it. Superstar of Freedom.
Yeah, it's going to be a superstar of something.
It is.
It's interesting that Kyle happened to call in, because we were going to get into this. Speaking of interacting with your representatives, so-called.
Yes.
Kyle's idea was to sign a petition and send it to his representative as though that was going to do something. Well, you've got a bit of an interaction that someone had with one of their representatives, Torco.
Yes, this is something that was written by a gentleman in Massachusetts, and this has to do with his interaction with some of his state representatives.
Okay.
He says, "Now, I've been saying for a while that I want to get more involved in the political process. I even went to my first town meeting earlier this summer. And I've been tossing around the idea of finding a candidate or incumbent legislator at the local or state level that I could support and hopefully learn from." That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Looking to explore it. That's nice.
Exactly. And he says, well, it took him until the middle of July to actually get around to doing anything about it just because of everything going on in his life. And
it can take a while to get involved in these things because politics is not even secondary.
It's not profitable.
Yeah. No, not at all.
Not for a citizen, for a politician, it's plenty profitable.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Certainly is. Now, 2 days before his, 2 days before he started getting involved with things, the Massachusetts legislator met in a constitutional convention to take up 21 different measures, including a potential amendment to the state constitution that would ban same-sex marriage, institute civil unions, and limit the rights afforded to those couples that are in civil unions.
One of the most probably controversial issues on the ballot.
Now, the vote that was being taken was to decide whether or not to put that question on the ballot for the voters of Massachusetts to decide.
I see.
So, now, the Constitutional Convention only made it through the first 10 of their 21 issues before they adjourned. And they're not scheduled to reconvene until after the general ballot election in November.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 2 days after the November ballot.
That's convenient.
Yeah, it certainly is.
So that would mean that, therefore, that the gay issue will not actually go on the ballot.
Right.
Until perhaps the next time.
Right, well, a couple years down the road.
Yes.
Yes, a couple years down the road.
Got it.
So he says this seemed a little bit too convenient to him as well, so he emailed his state senator, Brian Joyce, and his state representative, Christine Canavan. And he asked two questions. First, why was the session adjourned early before they got to all of their issues?
They were hungry.
And then he also asked them what their position was on the same-sex marriage issue. Now, his state senator, he got a reply from, a personal reply from, and he responded back, and they talked for, you know, 3 or 4 emails back and forth. Everything was cordial, civil, no problems whatsoever.
Okay.
It's a little bit of a different story with his state representative, though. I've got here the email that he originally sent her. It says, "Dear Representative Kavanen, my name is David. I'm a resident of your district. After reading newspaper articles about the failure to proceed through all of the items on the agenda for Wednesday, including the matter of the gay marriage amendment, I became curious as to the reasons for voting to adjourn the session. And also, I'm also curious as to why the next session was scheduled for only a couple of days after the November elections. And in addition, I would like some information on exactly where you stand on the issue of gay marriage here in the Commonwealth. What's your position on the issue?"
So, three questions.
Three questions. Yeah,
it's totally reasonable.
Totally reasonable, very nice, very civil. Now,
I don't hear anything out of the ordinary.
Right.
I mean, obviously, there's a bit of, I've got you pinned here, you know, but...
But you're a representative, and you're supposed to answer these
representing
questions.
The people.
Exactly. Now,
me, specifically.
Now, a couple days later, he did get an email response back from one of his representative's aides, and it just says, "Thank you for emailing Representative Canavan's office regarding the vote on marriage amendment. In response to your inquiry, the representative supports putting the question on the ballot." Now, that didn't really answer his questions.
How interesting.
Yeah, it doesn't really answer.
If you could recap the questions again, I just want to make sure it didn't answer them. But how interesting that he had an email conversation with his state senator, which the senator has a much larger campaign area and many, many more constituents, and the representative has one of her aides emailing back.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. And again, he asked, why was the session adjourned early?
That was not answered.
Okay. Right. Why was the next session not scheduled until after the general ballot election?
Also not answered.
And what is the representative's stance on gay marriage? Also not answered.
So then there was more to this story.
There's a little bit more.
1-800-259-9231. He actually does finally get to talk to the representative herself.
Hmm.
And we'll share her response here in mere moments. You can take control of the airwaves. Share us your representative horror story. What terrible situation have you gotten yourself into with your local representatives where they've just embarrassed themselves like this woman's about to? This is your show. It is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calyx ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calyx never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calyx ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever you want. 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. In fact, we want you to vote for the show. Actually, it's coming down towards a dual voting time here on Free Talk Live, because there's usually a once-per-month vote that we ask you to do at vote.freetalklive.com. That is going to reset tonight. So if you're on the updates list, I'll be sending out an update to let you know when it's time to vote in the once-per-month voting at vote.freetalklive.com. So you can get on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. Now, if you're following me so far, there's an additional vote. It's happening right now over at podcastawards.com. It's a once-a-year-style voting thing where we won last year. We won Best Political Cultural Podcast of 2005.
Yeah.
And
I'm looking at the trophy, the award right now.
Yeah, I want another one.
And we want to get it. We want to win again this year. But this year we're up against the president himself.
Yeah, the competition is stiff.
George W. Bush versus Free Talk Live.
Yep. There's a couple other shows in there as well. But really, I mean, we're up against the president's podcast. So if you want to help us out, go to podcastawards.com. Scroll down the page because the political category is somewhat down the page. It's on the right hand side. Is it alphabetical? I didn't notice that.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think so.
I think it's just there. Anyway, you go to podcastawards.com and cast your vote. The voting period ends on August 11th, and you can vote once per day from now until August 11th. So, podcastawards.com,
you know,
help Free Talk Live.
There's certainly, it's Democracy Now! Is another show that we're up against.
That's pretty big name.
That's big time, and Barack Obama's podcast is also on there.
Who's that? Wasn't
Illinois
he the character in Mortal Kombat?
No.
Illinois Senator.
I think he's got a little more name recognition than Free Talk Live does. We're up against some tough competition there, and we need our listeners to get out and vote.
That's right.
A big deal.
We're up against Democracy Now! And two representatives of the U.S. federal government.
Yeah.
It's on. Podcastawards.com. All right, Free Talk Live.
We want that 2006 award.
And because we're out of all of those, we're probably also the only ones who are going to have representatives at the award ceremony. So.
True. And we're probably the only ones that are actually going to keep the award and put it up somewhere like we actually care about it.
Exactly.
You think President Bush is going to put his podcast award up in the White House?
No, he could care less.
Free Talk, does he even know he has his own podcast?
Probably not.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. And one of the nice things about the Free State, about New Hampshire, that was the state that was chosen, is that the representatives in the Free State are really accessible. I mean, if you go to the website that lists their addresses and their contact information, there's a phone number there, and it's usually a number that'll ring in, not to an office staffed by a bunch of congressional aides, but it'll probably ring into that person's home. There's a good chance that their wife or child will answer the phone when you call a representative in New Hampshire.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So you've got a real level of accessibility there that you just don't have everywhere else. But what we're talking about is somebody who lives in Massachusetts.
Yes.
Things are a little different there. Their representatives have a bit of a different attitude because in New Hampshire they get paid $100 a year. I think it's $200 in the Senate. I'm not sure about that, but it's very little. I wonder what they get paid in Massachusetts. I bet it's a lot more than that.
Probably at least a couple dollars more.
Right. So they get a little uppity in Massachusetts. And you're revealing a story that one blogger is talking about how he contacted his representative because there was a constitutional convention in Massachusetts where they were supposed to address 21 different issues.
Right.
They only got to 11 of them. Not even 11.
They got to 10.
They called it off after that. Everybody went home. And they didn't reset the next date until after this year's election. So he just simply had
no accountability there. And they don't have to put what they just the rest of that stuff's not going on the ballot.
Right. They just get to ignore the gay marriage issue,
which is the main issue here, which is what he's asking about. He asked three simple questions of his representative. The questions were, why did you stop early after item number 10?
OK, it's why did you stop after 10 items? Let's see. Why did you choose not to get together again until after the next election?
Right.
And what's your stance on the gay marriage issue?
Exactly. Then they wrote back with an aide of the congressperson wrote back and said, my congressperson's stance is that it should be put on the ballot.
Right.
Okay. And that's where we left.
No stance at all.
Yeah, that's the only response. Well, he writes back to Representative Canavan's aide, Barbara, says, thank you for the response. Could you please tell me where Representative Canavan stands on the issue itself? Is she for or against having gay marriage being allowed in the Commonwealth? Well, that's a pretty simple question.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward.
That was it? That was all of his response?
That was all of his response. Oh, okay. No, at the bottom he says, regards, Dave Heaney.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so anyway, he received no response whatsoever for almost a week. So he decided to do a little bit of research on his own to see if he could find out where his representative stood on the issue.
Got it.
And he found some information on the Massachusetts scorecard that rates the votes of the members of the state legislature, and there was a bill that was proposed that says the unified purpose of this article is to define the institution of civil marriage and to establish civil unions to provide same-sex persons with entirely the same benefits, You know, and basically, there's a bill that's proposed instituting civil unions and banning gay marriage. So that's the bill.
They just want to call it something different, basically?
Yeah, they want to have the civil union. And there are going to be different rights for civil unions. And for
Got it.
And the representative in question voted yes on that bill.
I see.
So he inferred that she was against the concept of same-sex marriage.
Right.
So he writes back to Barbara, the...
This is after hearing nothing. He's writing a second email after hearing nothing.
Yeah, he writes back to Barbara, the assistant, and sends a carbon copy to the representative.
I see.
Says, I'm writing to follow up on the email below where I requested clarification on the representative's position on gay marriage. I must say I'm somewhat disappointed to have gone almost a week without a response, during which time I've exchanged over a dozen emails with other state legislators. Seeing as how I could not find her position outlined on the website, the only information I could find online about the issue was her yes vote on 9-14-05 in favor of amending the state constitution to define marriage as one man and one woman.
Seems pretty clear where that person stands.
If there's any further information about her position, I'd love to hear it. Otherwise, I'll assume that she is against allowing same-sex couples to marry.
I think that's a fair assumption.
Yep.
Based on a little bit of evidence and... And he's giving them the chance to rebut. He's giving them the chance to say, no, that's not what we meant.
A huge opportunity.
Yeah.
Right. Well, then he got a response.
From who?
This response came directly from the representative herself.
Oh. Mm.
And, first of all, it's the most poorly punctuated thing I've ever seen in my life.
You don't have to be well-educated to be a politician.
No, not at all.
When people are angry, they often, like...
Yep.
Hit, you know, really make an email quickly, and then they don't pay attention, and they don't do it properly.
Right, especially when you're in a rush and so busy like this. Oh, go on.
All right, so I'm going to read this as it's written here. Dear Mr. Heaney, first let me fill you in on a couple of things. One, I am in leadership, with a capital L, leadership. So it's like, I'm in leadership. I am in leadership, and I'm busy...
That's what leaders do. They broadcast the fact that they're leaders.
Yes.
And rub it in your face.
Capitalized crap.
They're like, I am in charge of things. And I'm busy with meetings and in the House chamber with the membership. I rarely, especially this time of year, have time to eat lunch, let alone personally answer the hundreds of emails I receive.
No one asked for a personal answer.
Right. No one did at all. Mm-hmm. He just wanted an answer. So when I asked Barbara to email back that I would vote to put the question on the ballot, I was surprised to receive another reply. She says, you were a bit rude.
Really?
And she goes on to say a couple of more choice words to this guy. And then she loses her mind. That's the part I want to get to.
I'm looking forward to this. 800-259-9231. A Massachusetts representative going to lose her mind here in moments. You can bring up whatever's on your mind as well, if you've still got one. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool this summer with a new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient cooling system can keep your family comfortable all summer long and may help you save money on high energy costs. You and your family can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you've come to expect for over 100 years. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. Offer ends August 26, 06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized License Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Keep cool with the new air conditioning system from Sears. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely
definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
United States Pharmacopoeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. You bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com. And I will be sending out an update tonight reminding you all to go and vote, because, again, the voting resets just after midnight tonight. And when it happens, you'll get the update, so get on the list at updates.freetalklive.com. All right, so Torgo, you've got a little, we're going to finish up this story here about a man who took the time, I presume it was a guy, it actually was, right?
Yeah, a guy named Dave.
Dave, in Massachusetts, took the time to write his representative with a few simple questions about how she was planning on voting on one particular issue. It happens to be a big issue in Massachusetts, the gay marriage issue.
Right.
And also a couple other questions as to about why it was that they postponed the vote itself till after the election.
Right.
So totally legitimate questions to be asking a representative. This woman wrote back and just was out of her mind. She called him rude to start things out with.
Lambasted him.
Yeah,
yes.
let's share this representative's letter.
So the last thing she said to him was, "You were a bit rude, you know." Email does that. The loss of personal voice tones and facial expressions has not helped society.
She doesn't sound condescending or anything.
Right. Not in any way.
She's taking the time to make a notation about what has happened to society as though he cares.
Right, exactly. It's just that this is her time to make her general comments on how the world has changed,
yes,
since the advent of email. Because she's just rambling like a fool.
You know, and it has nothing to do with all the rest of the politicians got back to him quickly and answered his questions directly.
Right, not at all.
Not her.
Uh-uh. So
she's busy, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't have time to eat.
She's a leader.
Yep, that's right. She's in leadership. The loss of personal voice tones and facial expressions has not helped society. Anyways, I must say that the lack of a response to you was because I wanted to respond myself. You are an impatient man and seems to jump to conclusions. So
I love trying to save the whole thing by, oh, I was going to respond personally.
That's why you didn't get a response, because I needed to wait till I had time.
Right.
So I told Barbara to ignore you until I was ready.
Okay.
I have always voted to put any question on this issue on the ballot. My district is in the majority on that choice. Why would you need to know anything else? However, since you are so unable to accept the public votes I have made, and you want to know what my personal vote would be in the privacy of the ballot box, well, would you chaff at such an invasion of your personal privacy?
You're well, not a private individual.
No,
or a representative.
Right.
Yeah, you... Hold on. Her votes are supposed to be public. That's why we know what representatives and senators vote.
Right.
Her votes on issues are completely different than my vote on an on somebody for her position.
Oh, I know, but she's going off on, oh, he wants to know what I'm going to vote when I go vote on the regular ballot election in November if this makes it onto the ballot, you know.
Right.
And that's not any of his business.
See.
No, your stance on an issue is everyone's business. That's part of your job.
Exactly.
So, she says, it's a well-known fact that I have no problem with gay marriage.
What? Wait a minute. Didn't she vote against gay marriage?
She voted yes on a bill to institute civil unions for gay people.
As opposed to marriage.
As opposed to, you know, allowing it be marriage.
But yep. It's well known.
She has no problems with it. Except for the fact that she doesn't want it.
Wow.
Let's see. I believe in treating people as you would like to be treated. Sort of live and let live. I am not a pawn of any organization.
Okay. That's good to know.
Okay.
Thank you for making that clear. Let's see.
I'm not a pawn either. Ian, are you a pawn?
I'm a rook.
Okay.
I vote my district's wishes. That is what I was elected to do. I cannot control how the website you refer to interprets my vote in the Constitutional Convention. So, Mr. Heaney, how are you voting in the privacy of the ballot box? You've been very coy with your position. Now I need to get back to work.
Wait a minute. She says he's been coy with his position. Is it a requisite that when you're writing your representative, you let them know what all of your personal beliefs are? Yeah,
what sort of responsibility?
Dear Representative Canavan, I hate them gays. Do you hate them too? Is that how you have to write that email?
Maybe that's why it bugs her. Maybe it's really bothering her that she doesn't know what his stance is because she can't pander to it.
Yeah, right. That's I would say is the reason.
And then she closes saying, please email if you choose, but I can't guarantee a quick response.
Just, oh, my.
I might get back to you,
yeah.
But I think I'm done with you, sir.
Wow. So what did he say?
Well,
I don't think he bothered to write her back.
He
this.
Didn't write her back, but he did address several points in her email. And the way he addressed several of them are very good.
We might pull some highlights out in a moment.
Yeah.
We've got to go to the phones because Reagan is on the line and lady calls come first. Reagan, you're on Free Talk Live from California. Hello.
Hi. Is this a joke? Did somebody actually write this man like that?
She certainly did.
Someone in Massachusetts.
His state representative.
What's her name? Callahan, you said?
Canavan.
I can't believe somebody would do... That is so vulgar.
She was having a bad day, huh?
Yeah, I think somebody needs to take her meds.
Yeah.
I have
Besides
a question
her?
For you. My question is, you were saying something about how you had a pod request. I was just really busy and I did miss it. That you're competing with George W. for this thing?
That's right. Yes. It's Free Talk Live versus George W. Bush and a few other podcasts. And what you want to do is you want to go to podcastawards.com. That's podcastawards.com. Scroll down on the right. You'll see the political category and vote for Free Talk Live.
And the amazing thing is you can do it every day from now until I think the 10th.
I will vote for Free Talk Live because I can't stomach George Bush.
Thank you.
That is fantastic. We certainly appreciate it.
Free Talk Live. Let me write it down. Free Talk Live?
It's the show you're listening to.
Yeah, it's the name of our show.
Okay, let me go and do it, because if I say I'm going to do something, I want to do it.
That's right, and it's podcastawards.com in the political category. All right, now, did you have something you wanted to talk about besides just a recap?
I'm sorry, no. I just wanted to make sure I got my
tools.
Shot at George.
Yes,
thank you.
You certainly did.
Bye. Bye-bye.
800-259-9231.
You know, I appreciate the opportunity to go over it again, because maybe more people will go now.
Right, so if you want to take a shot.
Important to us.
This is actually great, because we can use the absolute hatred that much of America has for George Bush to our advantage in this case.
It's true.
That's true, yeah.
So podcastawards.com, vote for Free Talk Live once a day till August 11th. All right, so let's highlight some of this guy's responses to Representative so-and-so.
Right. So Representative Canavan wrote him back, and we covered some of the key points in her response. I mean, we covered her entire response, and he's going over some of the key points. For example, she says, anyways, I must say the lack of a response to you was because I wanted to respond myself.
And starting a sentence with anyways, just no.
Yeah, it's awful. Yeah. He says, that's fine, and I appreciate the personal attention. But just a note that, A, I didn't request that, and B, Barbara, your assistant, could have taken 30 seconds to write, Mr. Heaney, the representative would like to respond to you directly, but her schedule may not permit such a response for about 1 week. Please contact me if you have any further questions. I've just timed myself typing that. 24 seconds. And I made four mistakes.
Oh, these people are busy, Torgos. That's funny.
And then she says, you're an impatient man and seems to jump to conclusions. He says, I'm not impatient, at least not in this situation, and I also didn't jump to conclusions. When I got to the point where I wasn't sure if I'd get a reply, I tried to make things easier by doing some of my own research. What I found implied that she was against same-sex marriage, but I wanted to confirm that, which is why I sent a follow-up email and didn't go out and register Representative Canavan doesn't like gay people getting married.com.
Because I already have that.
Yeah.
He didn't jump to conclusions.
Right.
He asked questions.
Exactly. He says if I had concluded anything, I wouldn't have asked for clarification.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's all very logical. Let's see. She says, when why would you need to know anything else other than my, you know, position on the, at the Constitutional Convention?
Not like he asked her bra size or anything.
Right. And he says, well, because there's an election in November, and I want to know where you stand on the issues before I vote. Again, if this information were on her website, I wouldn't have even sent
it. You must vote for me.
Is she, yeah, I guess she is an incumbent.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to vote for the incumbent. I don't want to talk to you about my record on the issues.
Ridiculous.
What? And it probably would be that the person running against her will be worse. 800-259-9231. Kayleen is on the line from the state in question, Massachusetts. You bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. Today, you can take this stand. You can express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $15 plus $7 shipping. Please send a check or money order for $22 along with size and the number of shirts being ordered to Libertees. That's Libertees. 447 Thompson Bay Loop, New Blaine, Arkansas, 72851. Or go to GCNLive.com to view this great shirt today. Sizes XXL and larger at $2. Arkansas residents at 8% sales tax. Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Only moments remain in the final segment. You can bring up, though, whatever you want. 800-259-9231. Ian here with you. And Torgo.
And Mark.
And join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Maybe you like the fact that we give everything away at freetalklive.com. An entire year's worth of archives, live streams, the Shrine of Female Listeners, a wiki, and more. It's all for free. You like that? Well, then you should amp the show, like over 260 of our listeners are doing, at amp.freetalklive.com. Now, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The purpose is, you send us $3 a month, we turn it around into promoting Free Talk Live. We buy industry advertisements in, say, Talkers Magazine, one of the big talk radio industry magazines.
Half-page ads, that gets us noticed.
It's a big deal. That's the same size as some of the big players in the business.
Unfortunately, yeah. A half-page ad is too small to include a photo of me.
Mm.
It is.
Yeah.
You'd need at least a dual-page spread.
But fortunately, it does include our logo, which then when they get something else from us, it reminds them, oh, I saw them in Talkers, and that's
right.
A big deal.
Yes. So we advertise in the industry, we advertise online, and the purpose is to bring more people to the message of freedom and liberty. So if that's valuable to you, then you should go over and explore the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, you get perks, like access to classic archives, one of which I posted a couple days ago.
Also, our upcoming Win a Date with Mark raffle.
What?
Ooh. For amplifiers only. It'll be win a date with Mark.
No.
Win a karaoke date with Mark.
No.
Yeah.
Do they have, we're going to have to find a new karaoke place up in New Hampshire because we're going there.
I'm sure we'll find that. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Torgo and I will find that like reindeers to truffles.
All right. So amp.freetalklive.com and you might just win a date with Mark. All right.
What?
Let's talk to Kayleen in Massachusetts, someone who would really, I think, be at the front of the line for the Date with Mark contest. Kayleen, you're on Free Talk Live, even though she is married.
Yeah.
Kayleen, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark. Hello.
Absolutely.
Married to a guy that believes
I love karaoke, and I love you guys, so I'll be the first one there to do karaoke with Mark.
Woohoo! Married to a guy who believes in the Second Amendment. Thanks, Ian.
just a couple of points I wanted to make.
Yeah.
When you were talking about the average paycheck of senators and whatnot. I didn't listen to the whole show, but I did kind of a Yahoo search on what Massachusetts state representatives make, and I didn't find a complete article, but I did find one that said that one of them makes over $50,000 a year.
Oh, my
now,
goodness.
If I could make $50,000 a year for sitting on my butt and once every couple of months, signing my autograph to some bill I don't even know about.
Yeah, I haven't even read.
Would be so happy.
Man, it's essentially a part-time job.
Oh, yeah. $50,000 a year.
Now, who's that? Now, look, it's either $100 or $200 a year in New Hampshire. Is that going to attract a different kind of person?
That is going to attract the kind of people who are exactly what they're meant to do, represent the people.
You mean the lower amount of pay?
Right.
Well, yes, at exactly. least at the very least, it won't attract somebody who's interested in cashing in on their power.
That's my point.
Yep.
And
will attract those who care about the people they're representing.
Okay, great point, Kayleen. Did you have anything else for us? I guess not.
I've
Take it easy. 800-259-9231.
Call back tomorrow when you remember.
We're gonna have to make it. We're gonna have to make a certain set number of seconds that people can have when we ask that question. Yep. Either have it right away or you got nothing.
No, I don't think that there was that much of a wait.
I'm just saying, over time, the phone lines are going to get really busy, and we're not going to have time for that sort of thing anymore.
We don't have time for your nonsense here on Free Talk Live. We're busy folks. We got things to do. We're in leadership.
We barely have time to eat lunch around here.
Give us a couple of years before we don't have time for their nonsense, because right now we've got time for
that. We've got to get back to work.
Here's something that's going on with some so-called leaders in Washington, D.C. City officials are lengthening a nighttime curfew as they try to overcome a spike in crime that's been marked by a rise in juvenile arrests. Beginning Monday, that's today, most juveniles could be taken into police custody if they're found on the streets of the nation's capital between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. 7 days a week. The summer curfew used to be starting at midnight, so now they've moved it up 2 hours. According to the mayor, quote, "Too often young people are becoming involved in violent crimes. This earlier curfew hour is necessary in order to protect them from becoming victims of crime or from becoming involved at crimes in at the night." During the last week of June...
10 to 6, huh? That's 8 hours of the day that...
they have to be inside.
7 days a week.
Yeah.
Wow.
During the summer. Apparently it changes after the summer's over. I don't know why. The earlier curfew was included in a package of initiatives, blah, blah, blah. Legislation also required posting of curfew details, including any mandated exceptions on websites operated by the city. It applies to those 16 years old and younger. Replaces the midnight curfew. The earlier curfew will be in place through August 30th, but he does have the authority to extend it. During the rest of the year, the curfew began at 11 p.m., Sundays through Thursdays, and at midnight on weekends. Can you follow all that? I'm lost already.
It's a mess.
So many different times, so many different curfews.
I know if you're under 16, you better stay your butt inside from 10 to 6. Otherwise, there's going to be a problem.
Apparently,
don't ever go out.
Well, that's where it's going. I mean, eventually, they're going to say, well, there's still crime. We're going to have to move the curfew back to 8 o'clock.
All right, parents, you're going to have to chain your children to the walls and homeschool them. And they're never allowed to go outside.
I mean, the homeschooling thing, that would actually...
Right, except it would be mandated by the state, by the local government, that all parents have to homeschool their children, which means there's going to be parents not being able to work.
That would be a problem.
So that would be bad.
Well, the mayor says, while a curfew is no panacea, it's an important way to help keep our police, keep the streets safe. That is because the police can't handle the job. Why don't you just come out and say, our police are overwhelmed by the amount of crime being committed by 16-year-olds, so now we have to have every single one of them stay indoors at night. Why don't you just admit it? Your police are useless. Why don't you just fire the entire police department and just put maybe one or two officers on just every other street just to make sure that no kids actually come outside at night? That'll solve the crime problem in D.C. Hey, it's all kids, right? Adults don't commit any crimes.
Well, I would say the majority of the crimes are committed by people above the age of 16, but I would also say that, there's a disproportionate amount caught up in that, of, say, vandalism. Certain types of crimes are in that particular age group.
Right. Like toilet papering, that sort of thing.
I don't think that it's anything quite... I would say certainly toilet papering. Yeah. I think that there's also maybe car thefts, disproportionate representation in that demographic.
You think? Kids under 16 stealing cars?
Somewhere
they
in
don't
there.
Even know how to drive.
So you say?
I guess there's some of them that do, but
some
for the
of
most
them,
part,
I would say that most of them do.
They're not even legal to drive until they're 16.
What difference does that make?
I guess they could have learned on their own, but
exactly. I knew how to drink before I was 21.
Good point. Young people, apparently accompanied by parents or responsible adults, will still be allowed on the streets during curfew hours. Other exceptions include traveling on interstate highways through the city or between work and home. Young people are also allowed to be on the sidewalks in front of their own homes. So you can be on the sidewalk.
Sell drugs in front of your house.
Right. That's what I was thinking, actually. You could be on the sidewalk in front of your house, but if you walk over to your neighbor's house, out of bounds, buddy.
Yeah.
You're going to the clink. It applies to everybody. If you're in the district and you're under 17, you can be held in violation whether you live here or not. Now, apparently, it's people who are 16 and under. I missed that part. I thought it was under 16, but if you are 16 and under. Two juvenile holding facilities have been set up at schools, and parents or guardians of children being held at one of the facilities will be asked immediately to pick them up. If the child is not picked up by 6 a.m., the child will be handed over to the D.C. Child and Family Services Agency. Any parent that allows their child to violate the curfew law is subject to a fine of up to $500 or community service. So, if you allow the child to violate the curfew law, but if they just walk out of the house, I mean, how do you define allowing it? I mean, if Torgo is my child, and that would be really awkward, but if you were my child, you're a very big boy.
I am.
And you could easily overpower me. And so if you're walking out the front door, it's 10 o'clock at night, I'm saying, Torgo, you have to stay inside. The police are going to arrest you.
And whatever, Dad, I'm going out.
And you just leave. I mean, did I allow you to leave? How many steps am I supposed to take to prevent you from leaving?
I think at that point the cops would say you're responsible for calling them because your child has left the house. You got to snitch on them.
You could also pull a gun on your child.
That's what I was thinking. But then again, guns are banned in Washington, D.C.
Oh,
so that
that's
would be
right.
That would be a problem.
Yeah, there's no...
You could physically overpower me.
I could try. Maybe a stun gun. That might be the answer.
That might work.
So maybe the government should set up a fund for all the parents that are smaller than their children to where they can have stun guns.
Or trank darts.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Anyway, so there's a $500 fine or community service. So if your kids get out, you get the punishment. Isn't that nice?
Nice.
The crime emergency legislation has also provided funding for police overtime, allowing commanders to schedule officers for 6-day work weeks. So this is going to be a boon for the police department. Mm. Not only are there less kids on the street, less freedom in general, but the cops get a raise.
More funding, raises for the cops, it's great.
Now what's next? What's next in D.C.? We're done for tonight. It's been in here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
And we'll see you here same time, same place, tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instrument, periodical, computer, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. United States.